Sports.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. Wow, we've got Ellen Ratner with us today. Ellen, so just back from the South Sudan in time for the government shutdown. Your timing is impeccable, by the way.
I know. And you know what's so fascinating? I came back yesterday morning, and I was the first few hours of the shutdown, and I came back to Dallas Airport. I said, where are the beagles? You know, the beagles that sniff out the drugs and the products that people aren't supposed to bring in, or whatever, live trees or whatever people bring in. And they said, well, they've been furloughed. So the, actually, it was obviously the handlers that, of the beagles that have been furloughed, but I guess they were considered non-essential.
How about that? I'm shocked, too, especially with what comes in and out of there. All right.
I know.
Little insight. Was it kind of like ghost townish, wasn't it, when you arrived?
It was, actually.
Jeff
said this morning he was coming in into Washington, and there was no one on the roads.
Wow.
On the way out today, there was some traffic, but not in the morning.
Wow, how about that? That's such a rarity for D.C. No question about that. All right, so a big meeting at the White House, but it ends with no deal, no agreement, no nothing, right?
Nothing. And, in fact, John Boehner came out and gave his basic one talking point that the president won't negotiate. And then the Nancy Pelosi came out and talked about the things she usually talks about. I mean, there really wasn't anything different. The only thing that Nancy Pelosi said, and again, she has said this before, is, you know, they can amend any law. And if they wanted to amend the Obamacare law, why don't they just come up with an amendment and vote on it?
Yeah. That might be what happens at the end, do you think?
Maybe. I just don't have much confidence that they're going to get anything done. And I remember a member of Congress telling me, you know, this is like the petition of Poland in the 1800s, that their legislature could not come to any agreements, and other people just took the country and tore it apart.
Oh, yeah, that's frightening to think of that. What an analogy. In the meantime, too, all kinds of things that people aren't realizing are being canceled, including there was a note you sent me, and I thought, oh, of course not. A lot of the fundraisers, the congressional fundraisers, they're down the tubes too, huh?
Well, it's not because it wasn't a government shutdown. I think people felt it was unseemly to have a fundraiser and have this shutdown. So a lot of people have done it on a sort of deference to what it's going to seem like.
Yeah, what does your gut tell you? Do you think we're going to be 2 weeks into this or what?
I think that it's not going to get resolved till almost the debt ceiling time. I really don't. I think until Wall Street starts to holler, it's not going to get done. And Wall Street is, in my view, going to really tip the balance on all of this.
Yeah. About that. All right. Well, we'll be hearing from you, I'm sure, in the next couple of days or weeks or so, because there's not much else to talk about.
There is not much else to talk about. One other thing I did want to say is that there was a website called the Silk Road, and it allowed people to hide their identities and then sell drugs and software that would allow hacking. And finally, the government did shut that down. So there's not only a government shutdown, there's a government shutdown of a website.
I love that. All right, Ellen Ratner, thanks for that.
Thank you. We'll talk
to you soon. So, Ellen, interesting there, talking about what we said at the beginning. It is like a ghost town because you never, some of the worst traffic in the country is D.C. It's never like that where you can just saunter in and not be stuck if you're in between the hours of, you know, let's say 7 and 9 in massive traffic. But how many people in D.C. are employed by the government? And how do you feel at this point? You know, 80% of the revenue that our government functions on comes from me and you, comes from our tax dollars. So there's this high drama the blame game, the accusations, the lack of movement, the conversations, the buzz in your backyard and my backyard. You know what the buzz is? We're sick of it. We don't care. We're tired of the drama. We're tired of the same old, but this is the same kind of conversation we've been having for years here on these airwaves. And it comes back to the same thing. The more active you become, the more you complain, pay attention, the more chances, I believe this, that there are to improve, to get a facelift for the government. Because that's how it works. If people are asleep at the wheel, don't care, we have so many other things we're dealing with, and we just tune it out, well, then that's permission to do whatever. Because nobody's watching. We have to watch. We have to be stewards of this. I mean, how often do you hear that expression? Well, it's about the kids. It's about the legacy. It's about my grandchildren. It's about the people behind. If you truly think it's about the people behind, then you need to stand up and say, yeah, I'm not going to take this anymore. I'm frustrated by A, B, C, D, all related to no laws being made, bad decisions, poor decisions with my tax dollars, and government shutdowns that are just going to cause more problems financially because we still have that debt ceiling looming. So if you haven't been politically active in a sense, now's the time to do so. Now's the time to step up, write those notes, make those calls. And we do have people in this audience that do it. And who cares what list you get on? The pesky list. People who squeak get heard. You know the whole squeaky wheel? The squeaky wheel gets things done. So we've got this partial shutdown hampering all kinds of things. And the most important, the most significant number is that 80% of the revenue of the government depends on your money and my money. So if they want our money, they need to earn our money. And they're not earning the money right now. And the impact is that we're constantly having to backpedal, make up for it. It all falls down the well every single time. Every single time. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, mailbag. Oh, lots of thoughts. Not just on the government shutdown, though. Kind of a couple of other things on the radar. And we'll hit a few of those along with feelings on what's happening in Washington. Plus, we're going to talk to a woman who says, listen, this is why you have to have some say in what's going on in Washington, because we don't want another do-over year. It's constant. We need to move to a higher altitude. We need to stop this nonsense. We haven't had a budget in 10 years. Joe Comfort joins us, and she'll talk about what it means when we don't do anything, what it means with tax dollars, how much we're throwing out the window, and how important it is to get a budget passed. Next, though, do you think we're targets for terrorism even more so because of this government shutdown? We'll talk about it. Stay with us here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Plank,
guys. Torpedo impact now, 40 seconds. 35 seconds.
Turn it massive in 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark.
Torpedo impact, 25 seconds.
The turn, Captain.
Not sure.
Mark plus 8 seconds. Plus 9. Plus 10 seconds. Plus 11. Plus 12. Plus 13 seconds. Plus 14. Plus 15 seconds. Captain, we're out of position by so much as a boat length.
Torpedo impact now, 15 seconds.
Sound collision.
Sound collision. Captain, we're out of the way.
You're relieved.
Foraging.
Right full rudder. Reverse starboard engine.
Right full rudder. Hold back starboard shaft.
Hold back starboard shaft.
Shooting at us, we'd be dead by now.
Give us some life.
There you go. National Intelligence Director James Clapper isn't suggesting that we're going to be hit by a torpedo like the scene you just heard from The Hunt for Red October, which, by the way, Tom Clancy, who was the writer for that best-selling book, The Hunt for Red October, and Patriot Games as well, both became blockbuster films, and of course, his novels were off the charts as far as what they sold and what he covered, talking about the CIA and having the famous analyst, his character Jack Ryan. Harrison Ford played him at one point. Ben Affleck was the younger Ryan in Some of All Fears. And Alec Baldwin also played a great role in his life because he was, of course, the hero, one of the heroes anyway, in The Hunt for Red October. And that was just a tremendous, tremendous film. He passed away at the age of 66 in his hometown of Baltimore. They're not really talking about what he died, you know, what was the cause of death, but saying that he passed away. And, of course, his publishers and others, including a lot of the actors that worked with him on some of these roles, talked about what a great guy he was and whatnot. And he absolutely was one of the biggest all-time best-selling authors when it comes to espionage, CIA stuff, America versus the Bad Guys. You know, you name it. What's crazy about Clancy is he was an insurance agent, and here he was known for, and I've read all of Tom Clancy's books. He has 28 books. 17 of his 28 books were on the New York Times bestseller list. I think I've read almost all 20 yet. I'm not sure about, I'd have to go through the list, but close to it. He's a guy who was an insurance agent, and what he's really known for is these incredible thrillers and how he was so meticulous about so many of the details, and it focused on military tactics and technology and political intrigue, right? When you look at what most of the books were about. And recently, he was also part of the video game series, or part of his writing inspired that, and he helped with some of these video games like Splinter Cell and Rainbow Six and Ghost Recon and whatnot. So he had such a loyal following, definitely in our military and elsewhere. He was tremendously loved and very, 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 very successful. Very, very, very successful. So Tom Clancy, gone at the age of 66, dying in his hometown of Baltimore, actually on Tuesday. His last book is supposed to be published in December. It's called Command Authority. So Clancy never wanted to do anything to get in the way of what was really happening in the world. And so often he wouldn't talk about certain things that he wrote about. And part of that was because he didn't want to do anything to inspire a lack of confidence, as he would say, in our, you know, in our government. And speaking of a lack of confidence, James Clapper, who I briefly mentioned there, does have a lack of confidence in our ability to defend ourselves when it comes to national security. He's saying that this seriously damages our ability to protect the safety and the security of the nation and her citizens, saying the fact that they're only allowed to keep workers who are necessary to protect against imminent threats to life or property, and most of their civilian workers didn't fall into that category. He said the idea of whether someone's essential or not has to be reviewed every single day for him. And he says every day the government shutdown lasts, the worse the consequences. Here he is in his own words.
I've been in the intelligence business for about 50 years. I've never seen anything like this. From my view, I think this, on top of the sequestration cuts that we're already taking, that this seriously damages our ability to protect the safety and security of this nation and its citizens. This affects our global capability to support the military, to support diplomacy, and to support our policymakers. And the danger here, of course, that this will accumulate over time. The damage will be insidious. So each day that goes by, the jeopardy increases.
So you heard Clapper there saying that this is not a good thing, that the more we continue down this path, the less we can be assured of our security. Well, that, which is pretty ominous, isn't it? He especially the emphasizing that the ramifications of the continued shutdown are insidious. And he wasn't the only one. The National Security Agency Director General Keith Alexander, who's not on anybody's favorite list these days because of the whole NSA story that Ed Snowden kicked the door open with, how much spying and all that nonsense was going on. Alexander echoed the same things that Clapper's saying that the shutdown limits the government's ability, frankly, to respond to any new terror threats, and it affects the morale of the intelligence community negatively. And so both had to defend the legality of the NSA and the practice of collecting metadata, as you know, about American phone calls. And as they were talking about that months ago and testifying to that, now this all bubbles up as far as security is concerned. And, I mean, there you have it. The federal shutdown has furloughed a lot of people. And on the Hill, it is pretty much as though everyone has gone away for a holiday. Because they have. A lot of people have been furloughed, and only some things are happening. A lot, the majority of what normally would be the buzz isn't going on in a lot of the offices and whatnot. I guess it's that decision between who's essential and who's not essential when it comes to this furlough. And the furlough, which could last, who knows, up to perhaps 2 weeks, maybe more than 2 weeks. October 17th would not be a good day, however, because when we butt up against that debt ceiling, then we're really going to kick the powder keg wide open. We're really, really going to start to do serious damage there, because now you're talking about not paying the debt, and you're talking about cash only. So how long before it becomes a little bit too chaotic? For some people, it's already chaotic now. All right, we're going to continue that conversation plus the mailbag. So hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side here on America Tonight.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Shaw, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity. There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at HempUSA.org.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The consumer is in no position right now to lead the country out of recession.
We look at dollars coming out of one pocket of the institution going into the other pocket. The issue is larger than, are there dollars to educate our children? The issue is, do we want to educate our children?
Welcome back to America Tonight. We've been talking about the government shutdown and what it means to you and how much money is being dumped as a result of this in different directions. So Joe Comerford is in our virtual green room, executive director of the National Priorities Project. Speaking of priorities, Joe, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, I'm so happy to be with you. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about this, the dollars and cents of it. With the government shut down and now it's rolling into a couple of days here, what is this actually? I talked about the fact that trash wasn't being collected and that would really start to add up. I have friends in D.C. and they're already getting their masks ready for this. But how much is it costing the D.C. area a day? And what's the ultimate effect on tourism? I think the tourism, it's going to be millions and millions of dollars. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the numbers are coming in fast and furious. We are absolutely talking millions in terms of lost revenue because tourists will stay out of D.C., will stay out of our national parks, you know, will stay out of other areas, cultural areas that will have to be shut down because federal dollars are no longer supporting employees in those areas. So absolutely, the short-term economic loss is really staggering. And also something to note is that President Obama, as you likely have already reported, right, called leadership from both the House and Senate together today And it's clear that there is no deal in sight in the near future. So, you know, when we start to think about this, there's the short-term economic seizing that's happening, and then due to this just immediate loss of revenue, then we'll see a trickle-down effect where folks who are not getting paychecks will also seize up their spending, and then we'll start to see bigger and bigger losses as these days go by.
Joe, how much is this? This is something that I was trying to talk about on our previous show with people listening around the country. A thing that often isn't mentioned but is so important is because we're constantly having to kick the ball a couple yards down and a couple yards further every single time, it seems. And you know, this is the first time for the shutdown in 17 years, but there's always these emergency sessions and then a Band-Aid gets put on it. Ultimately, as we keep doing that, when Congress passes all these appropriation bills, right, as they keep pushing it and they haven't had them come in on time, then you're also cracking what would be considered almost the emergency budgeting efforts. And so what does that's costly, too, as well, isn't it?
Oh, such a good question. Yeah, absolutely. You're talking about continuing resolution. So this all started because, in fact, Congress, which has had the president's budget now for months, hasn't been able to get to the business of considering it, right? So they didn't talk about both the size of the budget, which is their first task, and they're supposed to do that in the spring, and then they're supposed to appropriate funds, both houses of Congress, and then they're supposed to get together and decide, you know, on some joint resolution that goes to the president for a signature. So none of that happened this year. And so they were starting, you know, as the clock ticked, they were starting to talk about this thing called a continuing resolution. Now, in the last 10 years in our nation, every single October 1st has come and gone without a budget. They've been funded, at least in the short term, by these things called continuing resolutions. And continuing resolutions are not terrible as standalone measures, but when you use them as a knee-jerk response to budgeting, that's when we start to get into really bad fiscal stewardship. And so what you're talking about actually has happened now 3 years in the last 10, where Congress has funded the government on these continuing resolutions. So basically never passed a budget, a true budget, for the year. And so what we have in these years, like 13, we have basically a do-over year. Now, the problem with this is that each year when the president puts a budget before the nation, he indicates some programs that aren't working, some things that could be cut, some things that could be merged for greater efficiency, and so on. And these things never come to fruition, these pieces of policy, these good ideas. And so we basically end up repeating programs that haven't been as effective as they could be for another year. So there's just a bunch of waste. And at the same time, we don't get to the good new ideas that agencies have put before the president and he's considered with the Office of Management and Budget because, in fact, it's a do-over year. So we don't get to these next good ideas, which also then means that there's loss. So it's not the way to legislate. It's not the way we want Congress, who's basically charged with doing the people's business, to move our money toward local communities.
So you're not surprised when you hear with all these polls that Congress has a 10% approval rating, are you?
Oh, no. You know, I mean, I think I wouldn't want to be a member of Congress right now, right? Mm-hmm. The nation, you know, both sides of the aisle are discontent, you know, they're discontented right now with our lawmakers. They have not been able to find a way to broker a deal that actually looks like the broadest possible electorate, right? They're charged with making a budget that represents the values of their constituents, and they haven't been able to do that.
Yeah. And so for all of us, I mean, this creams us when it comes to, and this was the first thing I emphasized, because I've been doing this a while and going to Washington and talking to Congress people, and, I mean, we are just banging that same drum, like you said, 10 years, 3 and 10 with the ridiculousness, the lag. What does this do to our tax dollars? It really, to me, narrows what our influence is with our money, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, so I you're totally right to start the conversation about, you know, what's the short-term loss in terms of tourism, what's the longer-term loss in terms of, like, a seizing economy. But really, where I think we should be looking is actually at a little bit where you're going through right now is a little bit of a higher altitude and look at the cost of art, you know, all of this kind of political lockdown and spin on democracy and our ability to feel like we can actually reach our elected officials with our priorities. You know, in 2011, for example, there were 8 continuing resolutions. And in the end, they had cut $40 billion from the budget. It's just chipping away at them. But I'll be darned if, you know, if the average American could have weighed in meaningfully, because it was all so convoluted and so fast-moving. It just shakes us loose from the political process. And I think one of the impacts is that folks believe that there's nothing they can do that's going to actually make a difference to turn this around. And my hope for this political moment is that enough Americans, thanks to good members of the media like you, think, no, wait a minute, my payroll and income taxes are 80% of the government's revenue. I have a stake in this. And then we make our voices heard more directly with lawmakers. And we stay engaged to hold Congress accountable. I actually think it's the only thing that's going to turn this around is a really informed, engaged, and active and loud electorate.
Oh, I so agree with you. I say it all the time. Just remember, it's we the people. That's the Declaration of Independence. We elect the people representing us, and we have that voice. And, you know, I've talked to lots of people in Congress that say, the aides say anyway, that you get 25 calls or emails on the same subject. Boy, they start to listen because they want to get reelected, and they have to listen to their constituents. So it's not the time to bury your head in the sand, certainly not. Tell us more about the National Priorities Project.
Well, we're nationalpriorities.org, so it's IES, nationalpriorities.org. We're a national nonpartisan federal budget research organization. You know, we like to think of ourselves as the people's guide to the federal budget. We both tell folks where their tax dollars are going every year, and then we tell us all how our taxes are spent in our local communities, what kinds of programs get federal spending in our states and our counties, congressional districts, school districts. And we love to hear from constituents. We love to answer questions. It's why we work. So we, you know, we're going to, of course, track this government shutdown fairly closely, like everybody else, trying to make sense of it. And we're also doing some advocacy with members of Congress, trying to actually get them to talk more about wanting to hear from constituents and really raising up this notion of a failed democracy unless we can actually do the people's business in an open and transparent and actually predictable way, which is, you know, as we talked about, not happened in 10 years, certainly. And, of course, we've had other periods longer than 10 years in recent times where Congress has been in this kind of lockdown. But right now, this is our current malaise that we're talking about.
Yeah, so, how bad will the malaise be if we smash our head into the debt ceiling on the 17th?
Yeah, you know, this is it. I think this is a prelude. This is a prelude, and this is why I'm really hoping that your listeners will call the local district offices, which are more likely to be open than the D.C. office, and really ask their members of Congress to get a budget passed. Because, in fact, if this crisis, if this nightmare, this, you know, Congress-made, people-made nightmare continues and hits the debt ceiling, we are really in trouble as a nation. This is nothing. You know, the kind of, and I don't mean to minimize people's own economic woes here. I don't. I take them really seriously. But, oh, my goodness, if we default on our credit, globally, we will cause a kind of chaos that we're seeing now in local communities as, you know, as government workers aren't able to go to work and don't get a paycheck and tourism grinds to a halt, all of that, that will be the kind of, that's a microcosm for the kind of enormous upheaval America's default on its credit will have.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, absolutely. We can't allow that to happen. If you're listening to us and you don't know who the representative is or how to get a hold of them, call me. I've got all that information, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. This was great. Joe Comerford, Executive Director of the National Priorities Project. We look forward to talking with you again here on America Tonight.
Oh, I'd love to be with you again, and thanks so much. And folks, go to nationalpriorities.org and ask us questions if you need answers. We'd love to be with you, and we're really grateful for this show.
Excellent. Have a great night. Thanks, Joe.
Sure. You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Once again, this audience in the mailbag, I'm telling you, unbelievable. An embarrassment of riches. Smart people emailing this show. All kinds of people, by the way, that we meet every single night who don't necessarily call. Sometimes people that email call, but a lot of times it's the people that don't call the show that ends up shooting us the emails. Both are terrific, too, by the way. You can always call us at 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. So, let's go to our first email.
You have mail, mistress.
This one is from Ike, and Ike says, Kate Delaney, I have to tell you, I am so sick of this government, this shutdown, this nonsense, the back and forth over who's to blame and not doing anything about it and realizing we are just throwing more money away. I know some people think, well, forget it. Just stick to your guns and let's defund Obamacare. But that's not going to happen anyway. You've said that on the show. It's not going to happen this way, certainly. So if it isn't, why are we continuing to, or why are the Republicans continuing to allow this to happen? I think they have to figure out a way to negotiate. I know it was pretty brutal in that White House meeting. From what I understand, there was no signs of progress. How long do you think this lasts? Ike, I'll tell you what. If I had a crystal ball and I could tell you for sure, I would tell you. For sure we know this through the week. I'd be stunned if we don't go into the weekend shutdown, because I think we will. We'll go into the weekend shutdown, and then we go into the second week, and it'll start to get even shakier if we get deeper than that. somebody's got to come up with an amendment. Somebody's got to do something. So at the White House, there was the congressional meeting, but there was no progress. It was a 90-minute meeting. And as soon as John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, came out, he said, you know, one more time, he's not going to negotiate. You know, he's not going to negotiate. That's what he's saying. That's Obama's saying. And so they're not moving in any direction. The needle is just stuck. That's where it's at this point. Here's another one. This one from Shelley, listening to us in the great state of Florida. Harry Reid is just nauseating, Kate. I'll tell you, I used to be a Democrat. I switched parties just a few years ago. And actually, there is no perfect party for me, I will say that. But I got so infuriated with some of the things that the Democrats didn't do, and then some of the things that they did do. And Harry Reid, when he keeps coming out and saying snarky comments back and forth with John Boehner, isn't doing anybody any favors whatsoever. So the Senate digs in, the House Republicans dig in, and we, the American people, are the ones who pay the ultimate price for all of this. And I wonder just how long we can continue to keep doing this as a nation and keep tolerating it. Thanks for the show, and thanks for listening. Well, thanks for the note. How long can we keep doing it? It's just not fiscally healthy for us to keep doing this. To me, it does seem like we're just wasting time and money, precious time and money, especially when you think of Congress not passing very many laws. So now, with this being the only thing you can focus on, forget anything else. That's why I knew when immigration came up, I'm sure if we re-racked the shows to the beginning of the year and, oh, immigration reform and that's going to happen, I said it a million times. It is not going to happen. It's getting shelved. It's getting pushed off. There's no way. There's going to be 10 other things that come down the pike, and especially we're going to be right back into the same position we were with the budget. And so, you know, you don't have to be brilliant or a soothsayer to know that. You just have to pay attention. And it is a sad scenario when you can constantly be reassured that you'll be right when it comes to the government and trying to work out a budget. It's to most people, and I know all of you out there, you've had struggles, you've had highs, you've had lows. You know how life is like a roller coaster. So you feel that highest high when your business is doing really well. And then something happens, it tanks, and then it's really tough. No matter what, regardless if you are flush or you're on the floor, you have to deal with life. You have to deal with some kind of a budget. You got to figure it out, right? So that's what I would say to them. Figure it out. Here's another one. This one from Big Bob in Pennsylvania. Hello, Kate Delaney. Did you happen to see the story about the jellyfish and the nuclear shutdown? The headlines were crazy about these jellyfish that have actually really shut down a plant. It's a strange deal. I thought that it was a plant on the West Coast, but it is not a plant in the plant at all on the West Coast. In fact, it's in Sweden. Do you know anything more about that? You know, it's funny that I throw this into the middle of this because, as I was going through the emails, because I did read that, and I was thinking, when I first read it, I also thought in my head, well, that can't be. I have a friend that works at the one in San Luis Obispo, which is really right there on Avila Beach, and that's what I was thinking, too. I was thinking, well, no, that doesn't make any sense. And so it's not. It's the it's a plant that's in Sweden, but the nuclear plant there generates just about 10% of their electricity, and they found that all these jellyfish were inhabiting the cooling water intake at the plant, so it caused the operators to manually shut down. They had to do that. They had to shut down the reactor and disconnect from the grid and all that sort of stuff, because otherwise they'd be in trouble. With the jellyfish doing that, they had to have some kind of safety measure. It'd be too low cooling in the condenser, so there you go. And the Unit 3 is what it was, and they put it back up, and it's running and all that sort of stuff, and I guess they just have to clear out the system to deal with any kind of future jellyfish invasions. The plant, by the way, is on the Baltic coast, and it is Sweden's first commercial nuclear plant. read some more up on it. It was commissioned in 1972, but it actually didn't kick on until 1985. So, you know, how about that? As I said, 10% of what it is for Sweden's electricity. And this is a thing that's happened before. Jellyfish have threatened plants in Japan and Israel, the United States. That's why we automatically thought the United States, Scotland, and I guess some others, too, as well. Okay, let's move to another one here. So many frustrations over the government, so I was trying to mix in a few other things, too, along the way. This one from Dumbledore 2 in Illinois. I get the reference. Casey Delaney, I have to tell you that I am going to the country of your peoples, Ireland, and I had to get a passport, so I was really kind of panicky because I am one of those last-minute kind of people. Yep, call me the procrastinator, if you will. And I thought I wasn't going to be able to get my passport, but the passport office was opened. How about that? There was some confusion over it, and thank goodness, because I have to do one of these rush job things. I think you went to Dublin. I'm going to Dublin as well. What do you think are some of the can't-miss things in Dublin? Thank you very much. Well, they can't have fun in Ireland. It's great. We took the show there. The can't-miss things in Dublin, the Guinness plant, they have, like, this crazy old contract, ridiculous contract that was signed, and you'll see it. But it's, more importantly, it's the view of the city. Of course, the Guinness, but it's the view of the city is awesome. It's one of the highest points there. And I would say you have to go over the Liffey Bridge, the bridge that's, there's like five bridges in Dublin and they're cool at night, they're lit up. And then the other thing I would say is the Dublin Castle. I wouldn't miss Dublin Castle or Trinity College. I would go to Trinity College so you could see the Book of Kells and some of the oldest books in the world. And they're easy to get around. Dublin's an easy city, at least on foot or touring it or whatever. It's very, very easy to get around there. And I'm glad that the passport office was opened so that you could get your passport. But I guess the offices that are in federal buildings, they would have to be closed because of the shutdown, because the building wouldn't be open. But a lot of passport places, sometimes they're separate. So I guess in processing it, you were able to do that. And who knows what happens with some other things down the line, with what's going to be closed and what's not going to be closed as this continues, because I think that'll change. If it drags out longer than 2 weeks especially, and let's hope it doesn't, because I think longer than 2 weeks is even more of a disaster. The scariest thing to me is being worried about that debt ceiling. The debt ceiling would be just crippling not to push that, because we cannot be a cash-only country. I mean, there eventually is a point where we start to take on too much water, you know. We're like those people in the boat, and we're all cocky because we think, ah, just a little bit of water, we're okay. And then all of a sudden we look down, and we're up to it in our ankles, and we don't want to see that for sure. Okay, quick reminder, all roads go to the website, americatonight.net. Go there. You can click on Facebook and Twitter. And thanks for all the emails. Keep them coming. Like I said, you need to know who your representative is or just more information on how to get a hold of them. No worries. Call us at 855-266-KATE or shoot me an email at americatonight.net. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the other side.
And Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.